listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today I want to talk to you about a passage in the Bible that is well known, yet it's often misunderstood. I'm going to read to you from Matthew chapter 7, verses 1 and 2, from Jesus' great Sermon on the Mount. Jesus said this, "Judge not, that you be not judged. For with what judgment you judge, you will be judged, and with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you." See those words? Judge not, that you be not judged. Sometimes I think that those are the most well-known words of the Bible. Among those who seem to know nothing of the Bible, this is the verse that seems to be most popular. Yet most of the people who quote this verse don't understand what Jesus said. They seem to think, or maybe it's hoping, that Jesus commanded a universal acceptance of any lifestyle or teaching. The plain, simple meaning of Jesus' words and context show that that is not what he meant here. At this point in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus moved to another idea. Up till now, he had primarily dealt with themes connected with the interior spiritual life, our attitudes in giving, praying, fasting, materialism, our anxiety over material things. Now, Jesus touches on an important theme related to the way that we think of others and the way that we act towards them. Just a little later in this same Sermon on the Mount, Jesus commanded us to know ourselves and others by the fruit of their life. And some sort of assessment is necessary for that. The Christian is called to show unconditional love, but the Christian is not called to show unconditional approval. Friend, we really can love people who do things that should not be approved of. So we have the phrase, "Judge not that you be not judged." With this command, Jesus warned against passing judgment on others because when we do so, we will be judged in a similar manner. So while this does not prohibit examining the lives of others, it certainly prohibits doing it in the spirit that it is often done. An example of unjust judgment was the disciples' condemnation of the woman who came to anoint the feet of Jesus with oil. That's in Matthew chapter 26. They thought that she was wasting something, but Jesus said that she had done a good work that would always be remembered. They had a rash, harsh, unjust judgment. So how can we break this command? Well, we break this command when we think the worst of other people. We break this command when we only speak to other people about their faults. We break this command when we judge an entire life by its worst moments. We break this command when we judge the hidden motives of other people. We break this command when we judge others without considering ourselves in the same circumstances. And we can break this command when we judge others without being mindful that we ourselves will be judged. So, don't miss what Jesus said about judging others. He said, "For with what judgment you judge, you will be judged." Notice, Jesus did not prohibit the judgment of others. He only required that our judgment be completely fair and that we only judge others by a standard we also would like to be judged with. When our judgment in regard to others is wrong, it is often not because we judge according to a standard, but because we're hypocritical in the application of that standard. We ignore the standard in our own life. It's common to judge others by one standard and ourselves by another standard, being far more generous to ourselves than we are to others. That's why Jesus said, "With the measure you use, it will be measured back to you." This is the principle upon which Jesus built the command, "Judge not that you be not judged." God will measure unto us according to the same measure that we use for others. This is a powerful motivation to be generous with love, generous with forgiveness, with goodness to others. If we want more of those things from God, then we should give more of them to other people. According to the teaching of some rabbis in the days of Jesus, God had two measures that he used to judge people. One was a measure of justice, and the other was a measure of mercy. Whichever measure you want God to use with you, you should use that same measure with others. At the end of it all, we see that Jesus did not prohibit all judgment, yet we should only judge another's behavior when we are mindful of the fact that we ourselves will be judged, and when we consider how we would want to be judged. So friends, I pray that God would give you the grace to never break this command of Jesus, and if you must judge others, to only do it righteously in a way that you yourself would want to be judged. I pray that God would give you that wisdom and that he'd give it to you today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.